podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I don't really want to stick my nose into another couple's divorce, but I've been watching something go on, and from afar, and it just kind of, I think it bothers me because I'm a man who's been divorced, and a man who's been divorced with a child, with a son. So I've got a family member who lives out of state who recently got divorced. I say recently, I don't know, a year ago, but immediately the woman in the couple took up with another man. In fact, they were living together within 6 months.
Oh, well. Quick. You know what they were doing before the divorce.
I cannot say. That I don't know, and I'm not going to speculate. I just know that it was not a pretty divorce. It was ugly, and the whole family was just kind of quiet about it because we didn't want to get involved. Anyway, she took up with another guy. They have moved in together, and she and her ex have a 7-year-old son. So the reason that I want to bring this up is because she's been very active on social media. And I know a lot of people, when they get divorced, they post a lot of pictures of themselves with their kids. You know, I think it's to kind of show, you know, we're still close. We're still bonding.
We're still strong.
Right.
And stuff like that. But she started working in lots of photos of the three of them. Son, and the new guy.
Ah, okay.
Okay, that's all right. I can handle that.
She likes him.
But then she started posting photos of this other guy and her son. And what kind of tipped me over the edge was about 2 weeks ago, she posted a video, and she's not even in the video. It is this other guy and her son doing the All-American baseball thing out in the yard where he's pitching underhand to him and the kid's got a bat and is hitting the ball. Now there
that's
is some
like
this is
ground.
Your new daddy.
Yeah, now the reason some of you might be saying, well, what's the big deal? I'm like, I want you to come at it from the perspective of the real dad who just went through a horrible divorce, and now the world is seeing his son
being raised by
this other dude,
man B,
right? And they have joint custody, so I'm sure he might be posting his own photos and stuff like that. But what a kick in the crotch.
Such a kick, man.
To see your son playing baseball in 6 months with another guy.
Right, the fact that he was wearing a number one dad shirt, too, not cool.
Now, is the relationship between son and dad A still pretty strong and good? I mean,
yes.
And
the problem I have, Jeremy, is that I'm still... I like both of them, right? Mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so it's not like I want to choose sides.
But you kind of want to speak up and be like, that's not cool.
I kind of want to send her a note that says, look, I don't know if she's doing it as a jab at him. You know?
Maybe.
I don't know. But I'm like, do you get involved? It's family. So it's not like it's a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, really? Would you have to do that to him?
Yeah, I feel bad for Dad A.
Right? Too soon.
Don't get me wrong. If she wants to do those activities with the three of them and they go out and play baseball, that's great. But is it necessary to broadcast to the world that my son has a different daddy now?
Well, does biological dad have Facebook? I mean, is he seeing this stuff? Because, I mean, if it's just going out there and he's not seeing
everybody has Facebook. I'm
he's
sure he
got
does.
To right. know about right. it. Even if they're not, I'm know. Sure, listen, after what they went through, I guarantee you they are not Facebook friends, but I guarantee you he knows about it.
What is next? Pictures of them like building forts together and sharing ice cream
cones.
You
know, they're going to go camping. They're going to go fishing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel terrible
for guy.
I feel terrible for him. And I don't know what went on, what caused the divorce. I don't know what all the backstory is. That's not my business. And
but don't use the kid as a pawn, you know?
No kidding.
That
what
is.
Do you got to say something. You've
you
got
have to.
You're DT, man. You got to speak up. Instead
yeah.
of just nonchalantly talking
DT.
About it.
He doesn't speak up. He doesn't put his nose in other people's business. That's why this is like
unless he's on the air talking about it.
Well,
I'll send him this podcast.
Shut up.
There you go. That's
knock
it
Dom
all.
Says knock it off.
My fears. I do have family around the country that listens to our show online.
They know who.
And they know who I'm talking about. And I don't want them to reach out and say anything. It's like just. So would you speak up or would you not? Is that what we're asking our listeners?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't like putting my nose in other people's business.
I guess you have to talk to dad. You have to talk to the real dad and see how he feels, you know?
Oh, no, because...
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, you know, you sit down with a Molson and you talk about your feelings.
Okay, now this is going to sound weird, but it almost doesn't even matter how he feels about it. Because what she's doing, I think, is wrong.
It's just the principle
it's
of
just
it
wrong.
All. Yeah. You don't be flaunting that. You don't use your kid as a pawn.
Maybe
Let's
she's
ask
just
people.
It's just about her and her joy and her new relationship.
No, she's rubbing it in the old guy's face.
I suppose it's possible that this hasn't crossed her mind and that she's just saying, I'm showing how happy we all are. But I don't know. Just again, I'm coming at it as a divorced dad. If my ex had done that, I would have.
Did she like her own video after she posted it? Did she post that and then like it? Because then she's doing
no
it for spite.
No woman would do that.
No, she's doing it for spite if she did that. She liked her own video.
Okay, here's Brandy on the phone. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Kind of a touchy situation, isn't it?
It is. I've been divorced as well. And I can say that in my experience, the father was not involved. And then on the flip side of that, so, you know, maybe she's just living her life. Maybe it's not malicious. Maybe she's just
I know. I think that's always possible. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible. I will tell you on the first point, no, dad is still very involved, and he's a good dad. Yeah.
Is this the only post by her? Is there any other photos of the of?
Oh, my gosh. She's posted, like, for a couple of months stuff.
Oh, of the new guy and the kid.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
it started out just the three of them.
They're living together, right?
I'm sorry?
You said they're living together?
Yes.
So, I mean, ultimately, I mean, to some degree, it's respectful that he's taken on this role and is involved with
there is
the kid
that.
And not, that's not just a nuisance.
I got to tell you, Brandy, I got a text message from a friend of mine who said the good news is that this new guy is involved and good with the kid. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. But you don't need to broadcast it to the world
six months
after getting divorced.
I understand the time frame
issue,
what you're saying, but
all right.
I also understand the other side of it, too.
I'm
I
glad
would
you
probably tread lightly there.
Yeah, we got to move on. I'm sorry, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right, talk to me.
So I was the kid. My parents got divorced, and my mom was immediately with this new guy. And she almost, like, tried to force me on him or force him on me. Yeah. And, like, I hated it. I resented her for so long because I did not want to, you know, I saw my dad as my dad. I didn't see this new guy as anything but some guy.
The Let me ask you something. How old were you?
I was in high school.
Yeah. See, now, this kid is seven. So
yeah.
I'm not sure he's even...
He doesn't comprehend that,
probably. He
probably
doesn't really grasp... I mean, he knows that his parents are divorced, but he probably doesn't really grasp the... And when you're seven, you want somebody to play ball with you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I work at a summer camp, and the kids that do have divorced parents, they still attach to, like, the counselors because they miss something about their parents being together.
Yeah.
So I think, in some respects, the kid knows, like, something's up, and... This guy is not my dad, but I'm going to play ball with him because I like playing ball.
Yeah. We got to run. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Appreciate you opening up for us. Here is Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
All right.
So I have mixed feelings about this, but I really think that you should say something. Everyone's been quiet about it. Someone needs to say something and approach her and, you know, kind of give her a perspective of what if it was the other way around. You know, we guarantee she would be jealous and upset if some other woman was coming into the picture with her son and he was posting videos and stuff like that. So I think someone needs to speak up and, you know, kind of give her the perspective of how this could be viewed from everybody else.
You know, Sierra, that is a great point because once you, a lot of times when you do flip a situation and then try to imagine how you would react, you're right, right? If she started seeing videos even, posted all over social media of some new beautiful stepmom.
Yes,
you know,
throwing an epic birthday party.
10 years younger than her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that jealousy is going to kick in. So she needs to see it from another perspective. Even if she's not meaning it to be the way that it could be portrayed, she still needs to understand that it can still be portrayed that way.
I'm glad you said that, you know, because I am going to reach out to her. I think I'm going to send her a private message that just says you might not have considered this. In other words, I'm not going to come at her with some accusatory finger, and I'm not going to climb all over. I'm just going to say, you know, just a question. I don't want to stick my nose in your business, but is this really a good idea?
Yeah, it's being portrayed in a negative way. You may mean it in a positive way, but that's not how it's being portrayed.
You know what? I think I will do that, and then I will report back on the show what answer I get. How's that?
Nice.
Flip out on you.
Yeah.
If that whole side of the family never talks to me again, Sierra, I'm blaming you.
Sounds good. Send them my way.
Good for you.
She's like, whatever.
Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate you being on the show. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
You know, the time. Yeah. Make sure you just put an LOL and a smiley face in your note.
Winky face. I'm a winky face. Yeah.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.